What is the price that we have to be sold per square foot?
This is just the transfer from, is this a transfer from BCD?
To Traditions, to Partnership.
So there is.
Can we have, so there's no minimum set price?
Not in the transfer to Traditions. That's when they sell it. When they sell it, there is a set price.
What's the set price?
They set the price based on the market.
So they set the price?
Yeah.
Do you know what the market price might be right now?
Depends on the track, depends on the location, depends on the square footage, depends on, I think, a lot of things.
In the Health Science Center, do you have an idea what the current market prices might be?
What specific track?
Well, just in general, in the Health
I've seen it anywhere from $1 a square foot to $9 a square foot in that area. Again, depending on the size of the track and the location of the track. So I don't know what this one's going to sell for. All they've asked us to do is transfer it from BCD.
Once we transfer this property to from BCD to Bryan Traditions, who's going to be selling it to?
Who's TAP going to sell it to?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have that information at this point, Joey?
We have a previously approved series of development agreements that involve Traditions as well as Atlas that involve the sale of property and the development of a hotel and conference center for Atlas Hotels. And so a portion of this 13.837 acres will be after development, because that's what the partner, that's what TAP will do, is develop the property, and then the lots will be sold. And a portion of this property will then be conveyed or sold to Atlas Hotels to build the hotel and conference center, from which the city will receive, as per our partnership agreement, which is very already prescribed in a current contract we have and has been in place for several years, that the city will receive proceeds from the sale of that property. But this conveyance is the raw property, if you will, from which the development will be built, and then lots will be sold out of it.
Two things. The city gets a portion of proceeds from the lot sales, and at 35%, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, the 35%, if let's say it, Traditions wanted to sell it at $1 a square foot or something low in nature.
You would have the ability to protest that. We would have the ability to protest that per the contract. If they wanted to sell the land for less than it is valued at, we have the ability to protest that.
Who would the broker be for the sale of this property?
I don't know. Traditions Real Estate sells lots, just like, and this is no different than any other residential or commercial portion of Traditions that have been developed. They develop the subdivision. In this case, it's a commercial subdivision from which they sell lots.
Is that TAP? Is that?
Yes, TAP.
I think the difference here is that we have a gentleman who's president of an entity of Traditions, is the same guy who's president of Atlas, who's himself selling it to himself, where the city gets a piece of the pie, a little bit of piece, but also he has the power to set whatever price he sets himself.
He represents both entities that are involved. They represents the investors. There's a different group of investors who are building and actually putting up the private equity for the hotel and conference center that will be purchased from the partnership, the Bryan Traditions Partnership. So there are some overlaps, but it is a different entity that's buying the hotel and conference center from the Bryan Traditions Partnership. But again, this is an action that has already been taken by both BCD and City Council. And what they wish to do, for those who are watching and here tonight, what they're wanting to do is modify the already previously approved acreage to match the design of what they're doing for the first phase of development.
And a lot of this is...
This is required under our agreements.
We come across new information every day. And
I'm just making it clear that this is not any new action that the council hasn't already taken.
So for the record, who's the president of Traditions, LP, Limited Partnership?
Spencer Clements.
Who's the president of Atlas?
Spencer Clements.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes.